For a generation of movie fans, a couple of notes are all it takes to name this tune. They know it as the theme to 2001, A Space Odyssey. It was a groundbreaking movie, from its stunning special effects to its fictional but believable vision of a high-tech future. Much of that vision has not come true, especially the portrayal of life in space. But commentator Andrew Chaikin has not given up hope.
This is the scene from 2001 that I love the most. We're in space, hundreds of miles above the Earth. A sleek white space shuttle with a Pan Am logo on its side flies into view and drifts into the distance. We follow it until we see a giant space station spinning slowly like a huge white wheel. The shuttle comes to a stop and begins to turn in sync with the station and closes in for docking. It's a cosmic ballet set magnificently to Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz. To me, 2001 has always been an advertisement for the future. It made me impatient for the real 2001 to arrive. But now that it's here, I can't help feeling disappointed. I was 12 when 2001 opened in 1968, and since then I've seen it more times than I can count, and I'm still amazed by how well it holds up. The movie came out a year before anyone went to the moon, but it shows a moon flight so convincingly that when one of the Apollo astronauts orbited the real moon, he was disappointed because it didn't look as dramatic as the movie. Everything about 2001, the silence, the sunlight, and the beauty of spaceships and planets moving through space, makes it the best portrayal of spaceflight ever put on film. But it's always been more to me than a great movie. It's a promise of what can be. In 1968, going into space was something only astronauts did. But Stanley Kubrick and Arthur C. Clarke were telling us that by the 21st century, there would be hotels in Earth orbit and cities on the moon. There would still be astronauts, of course, and they would journey to other planets. And for the rest of us, space travel would be part of our daily lives. So, how does the real 2001 stack up against the movie version? Well, we've got space shuttles, but astronauts are still the only people who get to fly in them. There's a brand new International Space Station up there, but so far, no hotel and no real plans for one. Pan Am is just a memory, and not only are there no cities on the moon, but no one has been back there since the Apollo missions ended in 1972. We've got spectacular pictures and data from the Galileo space probe orbiting Jupiter, but I don't expect to see any people go there in my lifetime. The reality Kubrick and Clarke showed us in 1968 seems as distant now as it did 32 years ago. But that doesn't mean I'm giving up on the promise of 2001. All those things in the film are hard to do, but they're not impossible. If it takes a little longer to see them come true, or a lot longer, then I say it's going to be worth the wait, because I still believe this space odyssey will be the real thing.
The comments of Andrew Chaikin, editor of Space Illustrated magazine.